Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here at Realside. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I always love when you guys join me. And I like when you're involved and engaged. I can read some of your comments in the chat room. And I really do appreciate the comments. Whether we're on the same page or not, coming at it the same way, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I hear that Trump is restarting his rallies. I wonder how that's going to go over, right? Oh, no, really, think about this. I mean, he's not the president anymore, so he's not going to be able to get away with as much as he used to. I'm not talking about the way he says it. The places he goes, how many people, I mean, a little more leniency, if you would. He had a little more power to make it happen. But again, this is going to be great. And hopefully they can keep up the momentum. Now, they're going to be outside. Some of them are going to be inside. I wonder how they're going to deal with a mask rule, right? Really, seriously, I'm curious about all of this. Because they'll spin things and make things work, or try to make things work the way they want them to work. Which I just find interesting as heck. And you know, he's looking at venues, he's looking at dates for June and July rallies. Man, I'll bet you if he can pull it off, he'd probably have one of the biggest 4th of July rallies ever. And this scares the left, you know. Scares them to no end. They, as much as they want to believe that they're patriotic because, you know, they think that all that they're doing right now is within the Constitution. Right? I mean, they're calling what happened on January 6th sedition, and they've got all kinds of names for it. And yet what these people are doing in Portland and Seattle and other places, all that is protesting. Right? Come on, think about that. Now, they're all excited about the fact that the pipeline now is running again. And what people are really... Now, Joey said it today, but I'm not so sure he knew what he was saying. But you don't just flick a switch on a pipeline like that and have gasoline start flowing out the other end. It doesn't work that way. There's a lot more to it than that. And these guys had to pay millions of dollars to get their information back to make it happen. You have to shut everything down. What I love is the fact that the federal government doesn't think it has any role in this. That they have no responsibility and or role for this. Now, I understand it's a private company. I get that. They should do what they need to do to protect themselves. I'm not so sure that you could totally protect yourselves from, you know, out-of-country hackers. Russians, North Koreans, Chinese especially. You know, I grew up in the technology world. And I can tell you, one of the biggest problems we had in companies that people would take these little drives with them, right? You know, I used to call them thumbnail drives because they were that big. They're little USB drives. And it's so easy to put viruses on there. It's so easy to put programs on there to take over your computer. So you have to be really careful. And people are people. I know I hate that term too, but people are people. Oh, I just got some pictures of my grandkids I'm going to put on my computer at work. I didn't think it was going to be a big deal. And they've just released a virus. They've just released something on the internal network that could be a real problem. However, with what's happening now, it's not exactly that. They are actually hacking in via internal addresses. I don't want to get too technical. They're watching where information is coming from, how it's flowing. And all they need to do is hack on, find an email, find an address, find a way in to a machine, and they're done. They can run the whole gamut there. Now, these companies could possibly totally protect themselves. The government needs to help with this. Take it over? No. Help with it. Big difference. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. You know? Now, Liz Cheney, you know, the right now, acting like the typical woman scorned. And then you get the 150 that she's part of, that they get new Republican parties. I wish they would start their own party. I really do, but different feeling than you guys probably do to a degree. Go away. Go start your own party. Bring all those people. How many people do you really think will go over with you? See, they think that all those people who felt that Trump was a little too harsh will end up going with them. It's not going to happen. And maybe they're working for the Democrats. Maybe they figure by splitting the vote like this, the Dems will always be in. They won't have to cheat anymore. Right? But do we really want these particular people in our party anyhow to begin with? I'm curious as to how you guys think. She calls Trump dangerous for perpetuating lies. She says, we don't swear allegiance to any individual. Well, I'd like to know who Liz Cheney is pledging allegiance to. Right? Who's Romney pledging allegiance to? I'm amazed to find out how many of our elected officials, I shouldn't say I'm amazed, disappointed, dismayed, but I'm amazed to find out how many of our elected officials, senators and congresspeople, don't know the Constitution, don't know what the rules are. So I'm seeing your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I love to say, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Let me put this one to bed. Liz Cheney, as I was talking about in the last segment. I mean, these people are so full of themselves. She is, you ready for this one? They really believe that they are mainstream America. They really believe her, Romney, and so forth. They believe that they've got their finger on the pulse of America. They don't. They really, I mean, really, if you want to think about it, they actually are trying to have their boot on the neck of America. They're not really interested in making things better for us. They want to keep things status quo. They want to make sure that everybody plays nice together in the sandbox. But where has that gotten us? What has that done for us? Yeah, she doesn't care. She really, they care about the way that they perceive things should be. They don't care what you think. They don't care what I think. I mean, think if Trump still has, depending on the poll you look at, from an 83 to an 88 approval rating in the Republican Party as a whole, why is she pushing to get away from his what he wants or what he did that made America better? You know, it's really funny, again, it's this America First thing that bothers them. Why does it bother them? See, I hate to be this cruel and mean, because that's what you're going to perceive it as, but it's my family first. If I truly only have enough food to feed my family, you're going hungry. I'm going to feed my family first. If I only get enough ammunition to protect my family, you better find a place to hide. I'm not protecting yours. If I got an overabundance, if I got help or what have you, yeah, Rand, that's my job. That's all I should be doing. You know, but it's just amazing to me why the Democrats are so squeamish about America First, about taking care of your own. Heck, they take care of their own wallets and pockets first, don't they? If it's good for their wallet, if it's good for them, they're going to vote for it. They don't care about you. The unions want to do away with Uber and Lyft. That's why some of those people here in California, some of the Democrats were pushing so hard to get to pass what they call the gig law, which would basically, for all intents and purposes, outlaw Uber and Lyft unless they were full-time employees. People in the media, guys like me who pay people for doing gigs, for writing stories. They get paid per story. Can't do that anymore. You check this out. You can only do it up to 5 stories a year. We get 5 stories in 3 days from some of these people. Is that really the direction we want to go in? And a person local here that's running for Congress again, hopefully she'll lose again in my area. Chrissy Smith was a big pusher of, big supporter of, proponent of this gig law. Had no problem taking money away, taking jobs away from single moms who needed to put some more money on the, more food on the table, more clothes on the kids' back. God forbid they should be allowed to do that. See, it's really funny how the Democrats think that they need to think for us. Right? Don't they? See, we're too stupid, just like the black community, according to the Dems, too stupid to figure out how to get a driver's license, how to get an ID. When we take a gig job with any one of these groups, whether it's the media or something else, when we take a gig job, we're too stupid to figure out it doesn't come with insurance, I guess. We're too stupid to figure out in some way, shape, manner, or form it's hurting us. But they know better. They got it figured out. And to my guest in the last hour, like he said, they don't listen. They'll sit there and nod their head, but they're not listening. So, and now Liz Cheney is going to run for White House. So she's eyeing the White House. Like, who would vote for her? She wouldn't get any support from us, from the rank and, I mean, the true rank and file Republicans. Not going to get it. You know, and to show how easy it is, I mean, come on, let's be honest about it. I've been saying this for a long time. New poll shows that liberal media viewers think that we're doomed by climate change. It's over. Majority of liberal news media viewers say that they believe climate change could doom humanity within 100 years. Well, let me just be that cold, crass Republican that they say we are. I ain't going to be here in 100 years, so I don't really care what you got going on. Which is not really true, but that's what they believe. But you notice how they changed it to 100 years because they've been wrong all along. Remember, we went from 5 years to 8 years to 12 years. I mean, go all the way back to the original. Look at the original Earth Day, the events that they had, the things that they were saying, the things they were selling you back then. right? Viewers of those networks also are likely to overestimate the amount of global warming that has already occurred. That's according to the poll. It's conducted by the Heartland Institute and Rasmussen reports. There's a strong correlation between a likely voter's favorite television news outlet and his or her understanding of basic facts about climate change. And they will tell you it's because, you know, the Fox Newses, the Newsmaxes of the world, the OANs of the world, they just spew lies. Now, CNN has been caught dead to rights playing with video, lying like crazy, and yet they just blow that off. Not a big deal. Right? Study found that non-cable news watchers, or those who tune into networks like Newsmax, Fox, The Blaze, and so forth, were more likely to correctly estimate the amount of warming that has occurred since the late 1800s. You know, and see, those are facts, though. Those aren't what the CNN reporter says. Those are facts. Where they can actually go look at the numbers and say, look, I know you'd like to believe the temperature's gone up, you know, 2.8%, but here's the actual numbers. Right? The study reported that 4 in 10 of the respondents in these categories answered correctly compared to about 3 in 10 viewers of the CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC viewers. The poll also stated that 54% of likely U.S. voters who say MSNBC is their favorite news channel, and 50, you know, you realize that. Somebody might be saying it just to jerk around with you. And 53% say CNN is their favorite channel, right? If global carbon dioxide levels continue to rise at a rate comparable to the past decade, humans would be extinct in 100 years. Well, we have seen this over and over and over again. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC has a major announcement about wearing masks.
CDC is updating our guidance for fully vaccinated people.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
Director Rochelle Walensky also says in some situations, like public transportation, masks should still be worn. President Biden said if you haven't been vaccinated, you should still wear a mask to protect others who haven't been vaccinated as well.
It's not an enforcement thing. We're not going to go out and arrest people. But the fact of the matter is, I still believe the vast majority of the American people care about the safety of their neighbors and care about the safety of their families.
He said again he'd like to see 70% of Americans with at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine by July 4th. This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, hold hands, we're moving on.
We
should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. We should be singing together. So, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I always like to say, be part of the conversation. You know, they consistently scream at Trump, not just Trump, but other Republicans, always calling us liars. And it's all we ever do is lie, and we lie. And, you know, we've seen it out of this administration. I don't think they can find the truth if you hand it to them, put it in a paper bag, and put it in their hands. But, do you remember this guy and what he said?
Because I felt like some of the stories were a little overcut. And as I explained to my fellow presidents, under U.S. law, you know, we admit a certain number of refugees from all around the world based on some fairly narrow criteria. And typically, refugee status is not granted just based on economic need or because a family lives in a bad neighborhood or poverty. It's typically defined fairly narrowly. You have a state, for example, that was targeting a political activist and that they need to get out of the country for fear of prosecution or even death. There may be some narrow circumstances in which there is a humanitarian or refugee status that a family might be eligible for. If that were the case, it would be better for them to be able to apply in country rather than take a very dangerous journey all the way up to Texas to make those same claims. But I think it's important to recognize that that would not necessarily accommodate a large number of additional migrants. What's more important is going to be for us to be able to find the kinds of solutions. Both.
Wow. Don't you wish the current president felt that way? Now, we know ultimately Obama, you know, didn't play that up, but think about what he said. Right, think about what he was laying out there, so what we could do and couldn't do. Just because you're having economic or issues like that at home doesn't mean that you get to come up here or you get to come into this country. Wow, did that change? Anyway, I'm sorry, couldn't hit. We were talking about how it seems like the liberal news media and their liberal followers are so misinformed. And this isn't coming from a right-wing, you know, whacktoid news source. This isn't coming from a right-wing, whacktoid stats collector. When you look at the actual numbers and you ask them, I'll give an example. Around 68% of MSNBC and 65% of CNN viewers, they believe that global warming temperatures have increased by 3 degrees Fahrenheit or more since the late 1800s. All right, Fox News viewers, about 38% of them overestimated the amount of global warming. That's almost twice as much. And near 30% of CNN and MSNBC viewers say that they believe that global temperatures have increased by 5 degrees a year. I mean, 5 degrees in that time span compared to just 16% of Fox viewers. And the way you do it, you actually go back and look at what has been logged, what has been answered, what has been recorded for temperatures. That's where you get your proof, not off the top of your head. But they can't deal with it. They don't do that. They don't line it up. Well, you can't say to them, all right, so where are you getting your numbers? They won't tell you because they don't get them anywhere. This is going to Judge Judy. Remember, she was a big-time supporter of Joey B. And didn't like Trump at all, apparently. Didn't like the way he talked. Apparently, she hasn't watched her own show to see how she talks to people at times. Judy's delivered a verdict on the U.S. Supreme Court expansion as being dumb. She did an interview with the Hollywood Reporter. She took out a range of questions and she announced that she was walking away from the Judge Judy show. She's been there, she's been on there over 25 years. She wants a break, I don't blame her. She was asked her thoughts about expanding the U.S. Supreme Court. She said, dumb. We've worked brilliantly in this country with the Supreme Court exactly the way it is. Changing it makes absolutely no sense to me, she said, except politically. As vacancies become available, the next crop may represent one view and it may not. Right? She says judges very often become chameleons when they take the bench. In April, a group of Democrats introduced the Judiciary Act of 2021, which would add 4 seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. Legislation was passed months after former President Trump appointed Justice Amy Coney Barrett. I mean, we all know that was a seat that was vacated by Ruth. You know, and they think it gave the conservatives a supermajority. Look at what it's done for us. Pretty much nothing. Right? We've had a few wins. Nothing major. Judge Judy said that the biggest flaw in the country's justice system isn't a Supreme Court issue, but involves the speed at which cases are resolved. Right? She, which I think she's wrong with, but hey. She applauded the swift verdict in the Derek Chauvin case. Right? The media wasn't going to allow any delay, and rightfully so. The country wanted a resolution. She confessed she also likes to see things tied up in a bow. Perhaps that's the reason why ending the show after 25 years. She said that she's ending the show and she says she'll do some television. She said, but it's a lot of hard work. So, again, I mean, I always, you guys, some people didn't like it, but I always liked the way she treated people. I always liked the way she spoke in just plain, simple English. You know, look at, sir, you did this, you did A, B, and C, you said you did A, B, and C. Hello? So you're guilty. You just said you were guilty of it. And she didn't allow any kind of tomfoolery or nonsense. I thought that was great, too. All right, let's see. More crazy. Oh, no, I guess this isn't crazy. Romney actually ripped Homeland Security head Mayorkas for the apathy he has on the border crisis. You know, he told Mayorkas, couldn't understand his indifference in answering lawmakers. He wants answers on how they're going to solve the crisis. It's actually getting worse. He was in the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee hearing. He pointing to the border statistics on a nearby poster board, he said, "What I find astonishing, Mr. Chairman, is that we have a secretary responsible for securing our border and our immigration system, and he doesn't recognize that these charts are a problem. There are human beings behind these numbers. He's not saying anything. He's not responding with any answers, with any fixes." He said, "We've got to make some changes immediately." No kidding, right? Mayorkas testified that operations at the border were manageable, even as the Biden administration has requested thousands of volunteers to assist. Why do you need thousands of volunteers to assist if it's manageable? What do you need help for? Right? He has opened more than a dozen emergency facilities nationwide to hold migrant children before they are resettled. He means released. Romney actually spoke up. I mean, I can't believe this was Romney. He took issue with the secretary's testimony in earlier stages. He said, "Mayorkas' stance is stunning." Now, Biden rescinded many of Trump's era border policies that deterred illegal immigration. I mean, again, I don't understand why these guys, they have such hate for a person that they're willing to flush the country down the toilet. They just don't care. Right? I did a story the other day about the Mexican police now are at the border. Well, the military, I'm sorry, not the police, but the military at the border. Especially down by the river, the Rio Grande River. And they're keeping the people from crossing over. See, what I don't understand is why don't they keep them crossing at the southern border? They're not allowed to go through that country without any kind of paperwork or anything. They're not allowed just to walk through or migrate through. Why are they being let through? I told you, in April, close to 180,000 people were trying to cross from Mexico to the United States, right? The number's the highest monthly rate now in 21 years. It's more than double since Biden took office, but somehow it's Trump's fault. Thomas Senior, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle.
In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
To have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5568. I do appreciate the time that you guys are with me and the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and testing and tweeting, just being part of the conversation, right? You know, I just really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I know there's a lot going on up there, a lot of other shows you could be watching, but you've chosen this one, and or listening to. You've chosen this one, and I appreciate it. Anyhow, I just want to get back to some of these stories because I think some of them are pretty darn good. Pretty darn crazy and pretty darn... You know, AOC just loves to show her full colors with things like what's going on in Israel and what have you. Right? And I love it. She needs to do this more often. I'll get back to the story in a second. But Biden says, you know, allowing fully vaccinated to go maskless indoors, that's a great milestone. just amazing. If you're fully vaccinated, remember that was supposed to save us from everything. Why was it a problem? Why is it surprising? So, Joe was very excited today about the updated federal guidelines for fully vaccinated populations. He said, well, providing an update on the pandemic, people who are fully vaccinated against coronavirus, they don't need to wear masks while indoors or outdoors, or physically distance in either large or small gatherings. Well, what's the distance? 3 feet, 6 feet, 12 inches? Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, she announced this during the White House coronavirus briefing. She said the CDC is saying that they concluded that fully vaccinated people are at very, 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 very low risk of getting COVID-19. We saw that with Bill Maher, didn't we? And so many others, as a matter of fact. Right? Therefore, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't longer need to wear a mask. Get vaccinated, wear a mask until you do. But how do you know? How do you know somebody's been fully vaccinated? Can I just tell you? Will you believe me? Is there like a mark on my head? Am I going to have something put in under my skin so when I walk in the store, the alarms will go off like when you steal something? How are they going to know? See, this is my deep state side kicking and going, okay, so we're going to have to carry papers, ID cards. They're going to mark our driver's license. How are they going to know? You're going to have to show that every time somebody asks you to? Again, I say, how are we going to know? Fully vaccinated individuals, though, however, are still advised to wear masks while in crowded indoor settings. Well, while you're on a bus or at a hospital or prison. Now, look, I'll give you this. If you're in a hospital, I wouldn't have a big deal wearing one. I don't know what's floating around there, right? The unvaccinated populations are advised to mask up to protect themselves, those around them who have yet received shots. Are they going to tell you what kind of shot you have to get, how often you had to get it? Are they going to force us to get boosters every year? I'm curious about that, too. Right? President's comment followed the FDA expanded use of authorization to allow Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to be administered to kids as young as 12 years old. You are out of your mind. Don't do it. They're not getting it. They don't carry it. They don't get it. Anyhow, during the president's update on Thursday, he also reiterated the goal to reach 70% of U.S. adult populations having received at least one COVID-19 vaccine by July 4th. He emphasized that the pandemic would not come to an end until it's tackled globally. Ah, the open door. The weasel clause, if you would. Right? No, seriously. When they do this stuff, it's just like Gavin Newsom in California said that, hey, the plan is to have the schools fully open by August. Right? In the fall. You know, some schools, it's just confusing because some schools don't go back to school until mid or the end of September. Right? Some schools go back here in California in August. But then after doing all that, get everybody all excited, his final words are, but there's no guarantee. We can't guarantee. It depends on what happens. Joey B says the same thing. He wants the schools open. He wants them all open in the fall. They need to be open. Kids need to be back in school. But the guidelines put in place to protect themselves. But you never know what will happen. You know, it's just amazing. So it never does stop. And they'll always find a reason. Now let's get back to AOC. The gift that just keeps on giving, right? AOC compared treatment of Palestinians to conditions at the U.S. southern border. Now, here's somebody who has totally bought into what her professor told her at college. She has no clue of the reality. She's probably been listening to Tlaib and Omar. Really, the only people that hang around with them anyhow. As to what they perceive the reality of the Palestinians in Israel are. Now, Cortez, she grew up around a lot of Jews. She grew up in New York, in the New York area. She probably has a lot of friends that are Jewish. Has no clue as to what's going on. Probably hasn't even asked a question. She stepped up her criticism of the Biden administration's handling of the escalated military conflict. See, the funny thing about it is I would also criticize Biden, but for the opposite. He should be more involved. He should make sure that they're more protected, that Israel has everything it needs to protect itself. She likened the conditions experienced by the Palestinians in the region to conditions experienced by migrant children in the southern border. You know, if AOC would just, if she could light up a couple of her brain cells, that would be cool. When you realize how much money these people have received for hospitals and schools and other things, and have done absolutely nothing with it, it's just amazing. In a speech on the House floor, AOC argued that the country must acknowledge its role in the injustice and human rights violence. We're just terrible. To these people, yeah, you heard me, these people, we are just a nasty, terrible group, aren't we? We have no right or business surviving. None. In a speech again on the House floor, the Democrat argued that the country must acknowledge its role in injustice, human rights violations, address the imbalance of power between Israel and the Palestinians. Does she understand the size of these people? The size of the area? Does she understand the Palestinians have total Iranian support? AOC and other members of the Progressive Squad, they've accused Biden of ignoring human rights violations while supporting Israel. Wow, that's classic. Talk about a country that wraps their women in blankets and beats them for not being submissive. Yeah, I can see that. You know, it's funny, I was telling somebody a story earlier about a mom, I think you guys heard, in an earlier segment, about a mom, a Muslim mom, Palestinian mom, whose kid was terribly hurt in one of the buildings collapsing. And the ones that fixed her son, the people that showed up to help and not martyr her son, were the Israelis, were the Jews. They took that kid, transported him to a hospital, where they patched him up, fixed him up, saved his life. And when the mom was asked if this kind of changed her mind, if she still wanted to kill Jews, she said yes. It's so ingrained from when they're little kids. Palestinians weren't there to help her son. While they're sitting there shooting rockets from inside the schools, while they're sitting there shooting rockets in from hospital parking lots, what do you expect? I'd love for one of you lefties to call in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love you to call in and write me, joe@therealside.com. Tell me how that makes sense. Are we supposed to ignore it? Is that a safe space for them? When they put their own kids, you've seen the videos, real videos, where the Palestinian soldiers, the cowards, there's no way, other way to put it, they're cowards. They put the women in front of them. As they're shooting at other people and doing what they're doing, they put the women in front of them. Sounds like a bunch of real heroes, doesn't it? AOC went on to say, we have to have the courage to name our contributions, and sometimes it can't help but wonder if the reason we don't do that is that we're scared to stand up to the incarceration of children in Palestine. I mean, this has been fed to her from some left-wing professor, and she believes it. Is she willing to call it the injustices of Palestine? No, probably not. And what they've done? The women they've killed? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down for next time so you don't forget. I am Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We are here every day. Hopefully you'll join us.